Elizabeth Sander doesn't have any disclosures to make except that she works for the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The topic of her presentation is assessing and promoting progress in health, the role and lessons from more effective aid and health. The OECD uses health as a tracer sector of how development assistance is working. So the contribution of global health is twice as important, not only because we're measuring how global health is doing, but also because it's a tracer sector for how the whole development assistance is working. This is Elizabeth Sander, not to be confused with me. She says hi, and she is very sorry she couldn't make it. So the question we're going to answer right now is what role for health in the context of aid effectiveness, and the fourth high-level forum on aid that is coming up in Korea in about a month. We're all going to put our eyes on Busan in Korea to see how the high-level talks on aid effectiveness are going and what's next. Now, health still, in spite of all the work that's being done, still appears to be at its worst case. It's a very complex and non-coordinated field. The international architecture, as you can see, has a very complex picture and keeps getting more and more complex. This has a very high toll on the developing countries. For instance, in Tanzania, the district health officers in Morogoro spent 25 full working days per quarter writing reports for different donors and allocate 10 to 20% of their time to handle donor visits and missions. This is the drug procurement in Kenya. Would you like to take your time to look at the picture? And this is what we're trying to use to simplify the picture. This is based on the Paris Declaration. The Paris Declaration was signed in Paris by a number of countries and many multi-donors and bilateral donors and agreed on the five principles that you see here: ownership, alignment, harmonization, mutual accountability, and managing for results. This is built on the idea of establishing common arrangements, simplifying the procedures, making it easy, sharing information, coordinating, aligning our agendas with what the country's global health agenda is, and using our partner systems, not creating parallels. And finally, the most important point is that this is the country's agenda. They set the agenda. The fourth high-level forum that is going to take place in Busan is the end of a long journey in aid effectiveness. Started in 2002 with the Monterey Consensus, then finally in 2005, only 6 years ago, we had our Paris Declaration on Aid Effectiveness, followed by the Accra Agenda for Action. Then there's the Bogota Declaration on South-to-South collaboration, the Dili Declaration on what to do with fragile states, and finally the Istanbul Principles on civil society organizations' effectiveness. And until then, these are the other high-level talks. Now, this is the last one, and this is very important because this is the last year when health is going to be considered a tracer sector by the OECD and the G20. High-level, we're talking high-level, right? So it's important that we understand what's going to be decided there and what implications that has to our everyday work. So if they ask you who, where, and when, this is going to take place in Busan, a place that looks like that, the Bexco place, and it's in about a month. So on the 29th of November until December, I suggest that you click here. The objectives of this high-level forum, the fourth high-level forum, are three: to draw conclusions on the Paris Declaration, the Accra Agenda for Action, the process reaffirm all the commitments that have been made by all the countries, address the impact and role of aid in the broader development agenda, and draw on evidence to develop aid quality framework towards the 2015 targets of the MDGs. You know that 2015 is the big milestone that we're all looking forward to. So we're going to take stock of how things are going. And there was a survey in 2010, and this is what we found, that only two of the main indicators have been reached, have reached their target for 2010. And this was, looks big, but it's from 49 to 50. And we exceeded that to 51%. That's how we strengthen the capacity by coordinated support. And the other one, that aid is untied. And aid remains untied a bit more. 2% is untied, too. That means that there aren't conditions to how the aid is to be used. We still have others in orange, but then these that are way behind. And even that aid is more predictable, understandably, it's fallen back. And that aid flows is aligned with the national priorities. That also fell back 1%. So we may not be able to predict much of the aid given the current financial crisis. But I believe that there's a lot that can be done on how we align with the country's priorities and the country's policies and the country's systems. So, and finally, I'd like to draw your attention to the 12th point about mutual accountability that still needs to be improved. So, what sets the Busan process apart from other high-level talks, in addition to the Paris Declaration I just mentioned, an independent process of evaluating the implementation of the Paris Declaration has taken place in 22 partner countries and 18 donor agencies. Overall findings are broadly positive, pointing to the enduring relevance of the Paris Declaration principles, which can be applied to different country contexts and remain valid for different sources of financing for development. This is a marked positive trend, particularly in partner countries in its implementation. There's a stronger national strategies, there's been also increased alignment in aid, enhanced accountability to citizens and parliament, and less corruption and more transparency. The findings of this 22 country and the 18 donor agencies noted that partner countries have generally adopted the Paris Declaration and are moving faster, regardless of different starting points, compared with donors whose performance has highly varied. However, the findings also pointed to the challenge that implementation of the commitment often do not extend to line ministries. Finally, the findings highlighted the need for broader engagement with new donors in the private sector and new countries that are coming into the agenda. Under the auspices of the Working Party on Aid Effectiveness, hosted by OECD, and bringing together more than 80 participants representing the donors, development countries, international organizations, CSOs, global programs, parliaments, a task team on health has worked for 4 years to collect evidence and promote more progress. That is known as the Task Team on Health of the Tracer Sector. And this task team on Health of the Tracer Sector is a concept that stems from initial discussions in 2004 and 2005, and that really was concerned about the slow progress towards the MDGs. The preliminary discussions were held by some of the stakeholders around solutions on how to predict and aid and reduce the complexity of aid. The task team of Health as a Tracer Sector has produced three reports that I really suggest that you read, particularly the one that is going to be discussed in Korea. And there are still some questions that are being raised by the task team. For instance, what is done by the international community to reduce the complexity? What are the main obstacles for the donors? What has been the impact of public-private partnerships and product development partnerships? And how to use these models effectively? What can all partners do after the trip to Korea? Now, should there be a monitoring after Busan of a sector level? This remains still an open question. preliminary discussions of the post was in highlights that there's a need to increase monitoring at country level and focus on sector activities. This would be a good way to avoid a high level of monitoring, but to really get to the ground. What has OECD and the Development Assistance Committee found out in the last 4 years of monitoring and reporting the Paris Declaration? Well, the membership of this task team of health as a trace sector includes countries and many organizations and the co-chairs of Mali and WHO. And this is the report that they've produced, which I suggest that you download. It's what is going to be the basis for the discussions in Busan. And one of the things that I think you need to consider when you read this report is look at what the head of OECD, Brian Atwood, who was formerly head of USAID, said that it is not enough to see how much aid to health has grown over the past years. This increase in donor and other sources of funding, especially in difficult budget and fiscal times, has come with increased responsibility and accountability. So it's the responsibility and accountability and how to put that in practical terms that we're still wondering about. Then it is not enough to recognize that health, more than other sector, has developed tools to improve the effectiveness, such as the sector-wide approaches, international health partnerships, and other approaches. The success of these approaches still requires qualitative, consistent, and collective engagement from all the partners, including us. It is not enough to command and popularize that child mortality has decreased, that the objectives set for malaria and tuberculosis by 2015 are reachable, and that about 6 million people are under antiretroviral treatment today. The very positive story needs to be embedded in the context of more effective health systems that are able to respond to various needs of the population. So, 7 recommendations emerge from this report. There has to be greater effort to strengthen and use country systems to actively reduce project-based aid. That aid has to be more predictable and has to be institutionalized and promote mutual accountability for donors and countries. There has to be more effort on all sides to strengthen national planning and budgeting and accountability processes. There has to be efforts to strengthen the evidence that efforts to strengthen the evidence base, and then there should be also increased use of existing structures, including the monitoring by OECD, the data, and used to rationalize the aid architecture. Now, what to do with these lessons? The concept of health as a trade sector was time-bound, as I said. After Busan, we don't know how the health sector is going to be used by international development organizations. The interesting thing is that now the move seems to be from aid effectiveness to development effectiveness, and that will pose other challenges. Within the health community, there where more focus was made on aid effectiveness, now people are talking more about improving the effectiveness of their programs and their deliverables. Although health is still less popular than a few years ago, because we're challenged by climate change, food security, and other initiatives, the health sector as a whole shows important lessons that need to be learned so we don't repeat the same mistakes. The future of aid effectiveness is still decided in general terms in Busan, in Korea. Preliminary reflections show an interest for a strong focus of country level and for tracking progress at the level of sectors and areas, but nothing has been decided yet. Busan is also a turning point for moving from aid effectiveness to broader development effectiveness, but that takes the form of new indicators, new thinking, and new systems to measure accountability, especially mutual accountability. As we are moving from aid effectiveness to development effectiveness. The next panel next year is going to be about development effectiveness, where a lot of partnerships with the new donors also exist. Brazil, China, Russia are also coming into the field, and they have not been involved in the Paris Declaration, and it's important that they learn from past mistakes. So we need to take all these lessons and make sure that the lessons that we learned in health really feed the development effectiveness agenda.